This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
We need them. Yes, we do. We need strategies. Because we're living, so we need strategies for living. Yeah?
I think that's a good plan.
You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And, you're a high-level thinker.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I want to know how I can figure out if I'm a high-level. I want to be a high-level thinker.
Yeah.
And so,
that's interesting.
How do I figure out if I am a high-level? I just don't want to do, just plain old thinking, just mundane thinking. I want to do high-level thinking like you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of one of the first for me, because I think growing up, you often get told maybe you're too deep or you think too much.
Yeah, right? I don't think that's, I don't know if that's, maybe balancing everything. I don't know. But, some people who are listening to us have had, they found themselves so absorbed mm-hmm. in a conversation that literally hours pass
right.
by. And you don't notice, maybe you're chatting about, something that happened in science, a scientific breakthrough, or maybe taking some philosophical question, easy for me to say, philosophical okay. question, and diving deep into it, right?
Yeah, well, and all that to say that what I have found is that it's not so much a problem as I think it's a superpower. And I definitely think we need more of it today.
Well, why don't we spend a little time today then figuring out, turning over, considering how we might hone this superpower within us, and how do we know? What are the topics that we're likely going to be talking about if we are a high-level thinker?
I like it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to consider today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thanks for joining us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment. If you enjoy talking about these things we're going to talk about, you're probably a high-level thinker. We'll think about that when we come back here on Strategies.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan. David McMillan. I got to tell you, you know, these last few years living with you, it's talk about stretching the mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's sometimes when you least expect it, right?
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, I'm ready for the Andy Griffith Show or reruns of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
And I'm in my easy chair.
Uh-huh.
You know, and here you come.
Here I come.
Here you come. And, you know, can we talk a moment? But, you know, I'm laughing. But those moments sometimes turn into conversations. We've had them. Through the years, we've had them turn into conversations that lasted hours, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my favorite kind.
And to me, that's fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's something that I had looked for all my life because,
Me too. I did not really realize, Lauren, that I was looking for you. I think, you know, you realized and you were on a search for it.
Oh, yeah.
You were looking for it.
Yeah.
I was looking for it, but I wasn't conscious that I was looking for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I could see that.
But when it came about, so many things in my life, you know, the good Lord said, hey, step aside. You know, let me show you what you need. Yeah, you can't figure this out, dummy. Let me show you. Boom. So,
yeah.
And well, I'm grateful
that you're willing to step aside and let it be,
I think it's one of the things that we have to, we have to learn and I've learned this since being with you, that we have to have the humility to set our own ego aside, because our ego tries to convince us we're right and everybody else, every other position is wrong. Right.
Yeah. And we know how it's supposed to go.
It should
look like this.
And so sometimes, like I said, I jokingly say the good Lord says, hey, dummy, let me show you this. And I think that happened in our relationship. I think that happened. I mean, I think that's the way I found counseling, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to say that I smartly, pursued both the counseling profession and then later on you. But, divine happenstance. But, hopefully you're smart enough to figure it out when it lands on top of your head.
Well, and humble enough to just gently step out of the way, right? You don't even have to completely humble yourself to the ground, but just be open to a crack, right? Because more often than not, what I've found is it's in those moments where I'm like, it's got to be this way. And I find myself so tight. And if I just let go just a little bit, it's beautiful. And it unfolds even more magnificently than I could have predicted.
Yeah. So, some of the things through the years that I have, we found ourselves talking about, I guess what I want to say is this: there are some topics out there that just have a special way of lighting up our minds, if I could put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess what you're trying to get at is what makes a high level thinker?
Yeah. What makes a high level conversation? What makes for high level thinking?
It's the
things that spark our curiosity. Mm-hmm. It's the things that will drive us to dig a little deeper,
deeper reflection, philosophical depth.
And the truth is that people who embrace certain subjects often have a hunger if you will, for insight that goes beyond just the surface level banter
right.
that we engage in so much in life,
yeah.
including a lot of our social media encounters.
It reminds me, and I found this quote early on, and I've always loved it. You know, it's the quote by Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Right? That small minds discuss people.
Mm.
Average minds discuss events.
Mm.
And bright minds discuss ideas.
Mm. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to give it to Eleanor. So we're going to talk today about the areas of discussion that if you're drawn to these areas of discussion, well, it's highly probable.
Mm.
Chances are you're among what would be considered high level thinkers who just can't resist exploring ideas to their fullest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're rich, you know. They're rich ideas.
Well, and it really kind of hits on one of the core themes of our mission in our show, right? Rich is bringing people towards wholeness and stretching people.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
bringing them into a deeper connection with their own mind, with their own body, with their own spirit, and with the greater mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself in conversation about philosophy mm. and life's deeper meaning,
mm.
That's one of the areas. That's one of the topic areas that indicates, okay, you're probably a high-level thinker. you know, so...
I mean, the
big questions,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Who am I?
What am I doing
here? And where am I going to after this?
Mm-hmm.
You can grab me. I know now. You can grab me... And, you know, if you spark into that conversation, I want to sit there for hours and talk about that. Right.
Sure. Right.
You know, how do we define reality?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said before, I never got around. I wanted to. And maybe one of these days I'll go back and audit a philosophy a college philosophy course.
Mm-hmm.
I've never taken a course in philosophy.
Yeah.
I've read some philosophy, but I'd like to go, you know, do a deeper dive into it.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know, a lot of psychology, however, a lot
sure.
of counseling and psychology.
And I'd argue you it, have.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
just haven't formally educational
yeah.
format.
Right.
Yeah.
But I certainly, you know, when I found myself sitting in a classroom for the first course of a master's degree in counseling,
mm-hmm.
I truly did not know what I was walking into, but I did, you know, realize that somewhere during that, you know, class, it felt, I knew I was home.
Mm-hmm.
I felt at home.
Right.
And that propelled me, you know, all the way, to the finish line,
mm-hmm.
if you will. So, you know, psychology kind of gravitates towards the philosophical questions,
yes.
You know.
Yeah. It's kind of...
And angles.
Yeah, it's kind of the stones along the path,
yeah,
if you will. They can be.
Yeah. So, do you find yourself chatting about existence,
mm-hmm,
or morality or free will?
Or what's beyond, or the things that we can't see or touch, right? Or
mm-hmm,
what's true power?
Yeah. Yeah.
The deeper meaning, you know, the deeper intricate, something beyond the physical body.
Yeah. You're stepping into abstract thought then.
Yes.
And that's an indicator,
mm-hmm,
that your mind thrives on complexity.
Mm-hmm.
And people who love delving into philosophical discussions usually aren't content with, well, it is what it is.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, yeah, it is what it is. I, you know, that kind of, I've heard that so much lately. You know.
Well,
why does it have to be, you know, is what is, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's in the actual word, in the subject itself, philosophy, right?
Mm.
I mean, because philo is love.
Yeah.
And Sophia is wisdom. So, I mean, philosophy is simply...
It's the love of wisdom.
Is the love of wisdom.
I like that.
Yeah. And wisdom is not earned through book smarts or knowledge. It's earned through wrestling with these questions.
It's curiosity,
gained through experience, yeah, and application.
I want to know the how. I want to know the why, mm-hmm, and what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly not just what it means generally, but for everyday life.
Right.
And, you know, that signals that you're operating on a level that goes beyond the mundane,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
The American Philosophical Association believes that philosophy should always have a place in educational institutions,
mm-hmm,
because it trains people to think critically, and it stimulates us to engage in those fundamental questions. The who am I, you know, what am I doing here, where am I going? Those are questions about reality and knowledge and value, right?
And they're the keys to your true freedom.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you don't question what it is you're doing here, or who you are, or what you are, you're a slave to something or someone else, or some ideas that you didn't create.
Yeah, and don't think that as you're listening to our conversation today, oh well, it doesn't, you know, this doesn't apply to me because I've never taken philosophy. I haven't either,
mm-hmm,
not a formal philosophy class.
Right.
But if you're willing to explore the big questions, then what that shows is it shows a genuine curiosity,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
And that curiosity, Lauren, is what drives learning,
mm-hmm,
and
growth and expansion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And man, doesn't our world need more of that?
That's where we're headed.
We are talking today about, what are the topics that, if you're talking about these topics, you're probably a high-level thinker. We've got more for you to think about today here on Strategies. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star.
Mm-hmm.
You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Strategies right here, here on Strategies for Living Radio. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for considering and tuning in. And, you know, you may want to share this program with somebody. So now you can. You know, you got somebody that, lives in Australia and you want to share the program with?
That's
or
right.
How about Japan? We have listeners in Japan and Australia now.
We're all over the world. We're international.
Because we are podcasting. So
that's
if
right.
You would like to share the program, with someone, or you yourself want your daily dose of radio rehab. We're not going anyplace. You know, we're right here on the radio. We're going to stay here. But we just, we've branched into the podcasting world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so neat.
Yes, it is.
Where all people are listening,
mm-hmm.
who's downloading it. So spread the word. Subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Strategies for Living wherever you get podcasts, whether mm-hmm. it's Apple. A lot of people get it from Apple. A lot of people get it from Spotify and Audacity and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Audacity, is Audible?
Audible. Audacity is your program.
That's, so anyway.
The Audacity.
There you go. Let me get back to our high-level thinking.
Uh-huh.
That's what I need to do. I need more high-level thinking. So today on Strategies, we're talking about what, if you're a high-level thinker, what are you likely to be talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What indicates that
what
you are...
What conversations are you engaged in, both with yourself and with others?
Yeah, so another one is global events and societal change.
Mm.
Because high-level thinkers pay close attention to what's going on around them, what's going on in the world, and the changes that are unfolding.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think this has to be in balance.
Okay, say more about that.
Because, you can think about the world events and listen to the news and engage in conversations with them, I think, certainly without being coming from a high-level thinking consciousness.
Okay.
Okay. And so, to bring it up, to elevate the conversation comes from a place of curiosity and openness about, what does this event happening in the world, what does it say about us as a collective and where we are? And what is it reflecting back to me in my own personal life, my reaction to it? How is that reflecting to me something that I can work on or grow from?
Bringing it back to
right.
Everything's local,
because,
right? It doesn't matter
yes,
what. Everything's
exactly.
local.
Bring
and,
it back
and
to
you're
your
local.
Address.
You
yes.
local equals you.
Right.
So it's bringing it back to you. So you may analyze the big picture stuff. It mm-hmm. could be geopolitical shifts. It could be economic policy. It could be social movements.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just, okay, I I hear the headline or I read the headline.
Yeah. And you can get very caught up in victimhood or the drama.
Right. We want to stay back from that.
We want to stay away from the story.
Right. Don't get caught up in the drama of it.
Yes.
But be willing to be disassociated enough, detached, if you will. Yeah. Lovingly detached enough to be able to consider, okay, well, how's this going to impact and affect me?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the ripple effects of it? What are the root causes of it?
Right.
Because when you're the type to consider not only what's happening around the world, but also what it might mean for, you know, future generations, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, our great-great-great-grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
That's critical thinking. That involves critical thinking, and that's one of the higher-order thinking skills, if you will.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you have to have with that? You have to have an open mind.
Yes. Yeah.
And you also have to have the ability.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know how you, in kindergarten and first grade, you love those pictures where you connected the dots,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
And then the picture unfolded. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we do that for a reason, because even beyond when we're going to do the connect the dots, right,
mm-hmm.
We can read the headlines and there are dots to connect.
Yeah.
Connecting those what seems like maybe unrelated dots, being willing to wrestle with that.
Yeah, being willing to back up and see the larger picture. And we also have to keep in balance, you know, that we can't save the world, right? Or, you know, we can get so lost, I think, today in helplessness and in hopelessness.
That's the getting the headlines and stopping there and saying, oh my God, we're going to heck in a handbasket,
right?
You know, and I'm a victim. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is the idea, the thought that you're placing into your consciousness, I'm helpless, I'm a victim,
right?
That doesn't exist unless we think it, right?
And it's not helpful for anyone.
No, it's not healthy. But what we can do is we can understand that we have a world inside of us that will respond to the, you know, it's not the events that happen out there.
Right.
It's how we process those events in here, meaning that we're creators. We are creators of our world.
Right.
We can't control outside events, but we can control, we can learn, we can learn to control how we respond to them.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that is the gift of the greater world and the expanding world that we're more and more aware of.
Yes.
Is as we witness it, as we watch it, it provides more opportunities for us ourselves to be triggered. And then to examine from that, okay, what is this that's coming up within me that needs healing?
Right.
And how can I bring it into wholeness? Because once you do that, if we all do that, if we all are working in that,
then it changes
way,
the world.
Then the world changes.
It changes the world. So if you're somebody who can connect seemingly unrelated dots and have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hallmarks. Those are hallmarks of somebody who operates at a high level of thinking and insight.
Yeah.
Another thing is if you talk about innovative science and emerging technology, if you mention things like quantum computing, mm-hmm. you know, people are either going to light up. Mm-hmm. They're going to light up like a kid at the fair, right?
Yes.
Or they're going to stare at you like that blank, you know, a blank whiteboard,
by the way, quantum computing, it's pretty cool because what they've discovered in quantum computing recently is that, you know, the way that they're able to get the information so quickly, the only explanation that they have right now is that the information has to be coming from parallel universes.
Oh, wow. That blows your mind, right?
Right.
But if you're somebody whose eyes widen when the subject of quantum computing comes up, then you're probably somebody who likes to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. You're a fan of thinking outside the box. And why is that? Because conversations about cutting-edge science push you. Yep. They push you to conceptualize realities that often challenge our basic understanding of the world. So what you just did.
Yep.
You know, are we okay with being challenged, or does our mind go and just close and say, that can't be so? What you talking about?
So a lot of what you're talking about here is our willingness to deal with and manage discomfort and what a lot of psychologists might call cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Right? Which is that place where some idea or fact contradicts or is dissonant with a current belief that you hold.
Right.
Right. And so your ability and your willingness to be open and wrestle with that discomfort.
Right.
And take it in and allow it to grow you.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't keep a little bit of skepticism. Right. I mean, the healthiest position we can take is one of open skepticism.
Yes.
I'm open, I'm hearing, and I'll consider. Mm-hmm. I'm open,
yes.
But I'm also going to ask questions.
Right, and I'm going to discern this for myself, not just on a thinking level, but also on a feeling level. They're both very important, you know, to run it through. Okay, how does this align with my belief system? What would happen if I did believe this? How would I feel if I believed this? And how would my life change if I brought this belief into my programming, into my being?
Lots of people talking, of course, today about AI. Breakthroughs and advancements and high level thinkers find topics like that exhilarating because they show a glimpse into the future of human potential, right?
Yeah.
They spark questions like how can we use this? How can we apply this for our betterment now?
Yes.
What does this mean for society a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What does it mean for our society? And you know, we're not okay with just a shallow explanation that we want, you know, it's the thirst, if you will, for cutting edge conversation that sets them apart. So there you go. We are considering today topics that you might be talking about if you are a high-level thinker. And I think the world, we all need to develop our capacity because the world needs more high-level thinkers.
Yes.
Considering that today here on Strategies for Living. Just a little light conversation, right? We'll be back. More to come here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Lady Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Just a little light conversation going on today about...
I mean, it's kind of hard with me.
Yeah, I found that out. Welcome in, folks. Welcome to my world, folks. So we're talking about conversations, things that you would be talking about if you're a high-level thinker.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hopefully, you know, if people who are listening to talk radio are already thoughtful.
Yes.
They're already, you know, just a tick above average and more.
Yeah, I see.
You know, because if otherwise you wouldn't be you wouldn't be listening,
and you certainly wouldn't be listening to our show.
You certainly wouldn't be here. So thank you.
Yes.
And
are you saying we're talking to the choir? We're speaking to the choir.
No. I would like to think that we're putting something out into the world that the world needs.
Yes.
To grow and to develop. We say this, this is not from a place of, oh, we're up here and, you know, because all the stuff we talk about is the stuff that we need to learn.
Right.
You know, we're not coming from a place of, oh, we're experts and, you know, we all need this. We all need to embrace what we talk about.
Yeah.
And what's the old saying that if you really want to learn something, teach it. Right.
Yeah. Right.
And so. That's the kind of positionality that we're coming from.
Yeah.
So another thing that you would be talking about if you're a critical thinker, if you're a high-level thinker, you're going to be talking about personal growth, and you're going to be talking about mental health.
Right, yeah.
Self-development topics reveal as much about your mindset as it does about your emotional well-being.
You know, you can think and consider so much about the world out there, you know, from technology to the world of politics to, you know, the consciousness and the soul all those things that seem out there, and you can grow yourself to a certain level on this information.
Right.
But until you really recognize and reckon with the idea that you are the vessel through which this all comes and is filtered through, I'm going to say it's going to be really, really difficult for you to expand past a certain level
right.
of thinking, right? Until you understand who it is that is doing the thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly I can watch my thinking. And so what does that mean about the observer of the thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I can observe myself thinking. So what does that mean about the observer who's observing the thinking?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where the mental health, the psychology, the personal growth, the personal development really comes into play. You know, it's kind of like those little speed ramps on Mario Kart, right? They just, you know, speed you forward into further expansion of thinking and growth.
I mean, some of the very, you know, meaningful conversations through the years that I've been involved in, mm-hmm. you know, revolve around, you know, setting boundaries, overcoming burnout, nurturing a growth mindset, if you will. Now, I mean, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way.
Sure.
But talking about it, talking about being willing to talk about our mental health in a honest, open way is a form of what's called EQ.
Yes,
you know,
emotional
intelligence. Mm-hmm. It's recognizing that growth isn't a solo mission, right?
Right.
If you're drawn in, if you're consistently drawn to these kinds of conversation, it shows that you're interested in evolving and in helping others evolve too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that's an indicator of somebody who thinks on a higher level, who thinks on a higher plane, because you're focusing on the root cause of your behavior.
Yes.
Yeah, and the behavior of other people around you. You're just not looking on the surface for surface solutions, or you're looking for not looking for the quick fixes. You're looking for meaningful change that lasts.
Right.
Right.
And I'm so glad that we got here. Because, you know, while it is great for us as human beings to be evolving into higher thinking,
right,
it is so, so very important in this day and age, as we evolve higher thinking, to ground that into higher feeling. You know,
okay.
And so that's where the mental health, that's where the emotional intelligence comes in. We have to understand that
the balance between feeling, thinking, and even knowing what a feeling is,
right,
what a thought is, and then what is this thing called emotion,
right,
energy and motion, which is kind of a combination, if you will. Mm-hmm. Between a feeling, which is something physical inside of you, something physically that's going on,
and
a thought.
Right.
And so there's a subtle difference, even though we use the term emotion and feelings oftentimes, even mental health professionals use them interchangeably. There's really a difference between what a feeling is, more physical, and what an emotion is, more thought plus feeling.
Because here's the thing, you know, and I can attest to this, right? At high level thinkers often get stuck in their heads, right? You can explore big ideas like consciousness and soul and what does it mean to be here? But the fact is that we are here.
Yeah.
In a body. And
so you balance out how you then put that into practice in the world, which is through your emotions, through your feelings and emotions, and it translates then into action, into behavior.
Right.
Right?
It becomes embodied presence. And from that place of embodied presence, can you then even receive higher levels of thinking?
Mm.
You know, something that I think that we've been so out of balance with is that head-heart stuff,
yeah.
Right? We highly value being high thinkers in the brain, left brain,
right.
You know, logical thinking.
Right.
But the way through to higher intelligence is actually not going to be through the brain. It's going to be through the heart.
Through the heart, yeah.
And that's what we need more of today.
Absolutely. And, you know, the more and more study, we realize that the heart mm-hmm. has...
more neurons.
Yeah, more yeah. neurons. You know, we're finding neurons that we thought were just in the brain.
Yeah.
We're finding them in the heart.
Yes.
We're finding them in the gut.
Yep.
We're finding them all over the place.
That's right.
You know, which means our mind, it ain't just in our brains.
No, not at all.
You know, it's all through us and perhaps...
We're whole.
...around us.
Yes.
Now, that's something to really think about, but that's... You know, we're out of time, so we'll have to do that for another program. You know, we're never run out of stuff. We'll never run out of stuff to talk about. Talking today about if you consider some of the things that we were turning over today, you're a high-level thinker. You're a critical thinker. We'll be back in a moment here on Strategies.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. But Andre is bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
They see the same old problems day to day. Makes you more hard to get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies.
Strategies.
Found them. We got them.
Strategies.
Your dose of radio.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan here on Strategies for Living. Don't forget the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, go to your favorite podcast platform, whether it's Apple or Spotify or
iHeartRadio,
wherever you get your podcast, and you'll find Strategies for Living there. You can subscribe and listen anytime you like, and pass it along.
Please do.
And we would appreciate you doing that. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. We've been talking about high-level thinking today, and if you're a high-level thinker, what are the things that you talk about? What's your takeaway from what we've been discussing today, Lauren?
So it would be that being a high-level thinker isn't about being better, because I think that can be a miss. It's about being brave enough to ask the hard questions,
yep,
to feel deeply, mm-hmm, and to live consciously.
I'm glad you used the term brave enough.
Yeah. Because it really
takes
does.
A certain amount of courage,
mm-hmm,
to be willing to engage beyond the surface stuff where most of us spend the majority of our time in our lives.
And my challenge is, how can you use a little courage in your daily life and bring up and just stretch some of your fellow friends around you?
There you go.
Today.
How do you do that?
Higher thinking.
Stretch you and stretch those around you.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you listening. We hope our endeavors here on Strategies for Living stretch us all. And we appreciate our sponsors stretching with us and helping present Strategies for Living for all of us. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.